This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhineet Shukla. The real gross domestic product, that is GDP, has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in 2025-26 against the growth rate of 6.5% during the last fiscal year. As per the first advance estimates of GDP for the current financial year, the real GDP is estimated to attain a level of over 201 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year against the provisional estimates of GDP for 2024-25 of over 187 lakh crore rupees. The Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation said the buoyant growth in services sector has been found to be a major driver in the estimated real growth. The manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector has been estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7%. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today over phone and discussed ways to further strengthen India-Israel strategic partnership. During the conversation, both the leaders identified shared priorities to strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership, guided by shared democratic values, deep mutual trust, and a forward-looking vision. They reiterated a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed their commitment to fight this menace. The two leaders also exchanged New Year greetings and wished the people of both the countries peace and prosperity. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is concerned about the recent developments in Venezuela and urged all the parties to work towards ensuring the well-being and safety of the people of the country. Dr. Jaishankar said this while interacting with the members of Indian community in Luxembourg today.
You know, we are concerned at the developments, but we would really urge all the parties involved to now sit down and come to a position which is in the interest of the well-being, the safety of the people of Venezuela, because at the end of the day, that is our concern.
Dr. Jaishankar also underlined the significant deepening of India's partnership with Luxembourg across political, business and technology domains. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that India has become the first country in the world to commercially produce bitumen in the road construction. Bitumen is a black viscous mixture of hydrocarbons produced by fractionation of crude oil, and it serves as a crucial binder in road construction. While addressing the CSIR technology transfer ceremony in New Delhi, the minister congratulated CSIR for the historic milestone. Mr. Gadkari said that the initiative will help in reducing pollution from crop residue burning. The minister said that biobitumen is a transformative step towards the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. In Chhattisgarh, 26 Naxalites surrendered in Sukma district today. Out of 26, 13 Naxalites were carrying a collective bounty of 65 lakh rupees. Talking to media, Sukma Superintendent of Police Kiran Chavhan said, the cadres, including seven women, turned themselves before senior police and CRPF officials under the Pune Mar Game Rehabilitation Initiative. Spain has reiterated its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland, stressing that respect for national sovereignty is essential for global peace. In a social media post, Prime Minister of Spain Pedro Sanchez said, Spain, along with Germany, France, Italy, Poland and the United Kingdom, reiterates its firm support for Denmark and the people of Greenland. The statement came in the wake of US President Donald Trump's statement about acquiring Greenland. Amid growing concern in Europe, several NATO allies issued a joint statement reaffirming support for Denmark and Greenland and emphasized the importance of collective security in the Arctic. In under-19 cricket, India defeated hosts South Africa by 233 runs in the third and final youth ODI of the three-match series at the Willamoo Park in Benoni. With this win, India inflicted a 3-0 whitewash on hosts. Chasing a target of 394 runs set by India, South Africa were all out for 160 runs in 35 overs this evening. The visitors scored 393 for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Indian skipper Vaibhav Suryavanshi scored impressive 127 runs off 74 balls. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and elected to field first. North India's reeling under dense fog and severe cold wave affecting rail and air operations. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Odisha and Rajasthan over the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.